Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B-Pod Studios.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
Hey, I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Laurent Show on Kiss 95.1.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to your Tuesday. Today is September 27th.
Doesn't feel like a Thursday. I feel like I've lived a whole day in Monday.
I don't know if I'm ready for Thursday. That means rain's coming.
I know.
And by the way, we're going to talk about how the storm is messing with your life.
Well,
coming up here in a little bit.
That was kind of what I was going to tell you about my day yesterday.
Oh, did you have to deal with some stuff?
Well, no. See, on Friday, I'm supposed to be getting, our new au pair is supposed to be arriving.
Kiara.
Except for now there's a storm in her way. But yesterday I was like getting her room ready, putting the finishing touches on them. So I like to print out pictures of my girls' families, like them from at home. And
yes,
we have a pin board in their room. So I like to have like pictures of their family and friends
That's
in
cool.
their room when they first get there. So it feels like home to them.
Right.
It feels, you know, not like a foreign place,
okay,
even though it is. So I also, you guys know I do balloon garlands and stuff. So I put the balloon garland, her like home sweet home, red, white, and blue, you know.
Yes.
Garland over her bed last night. And I was like so pumped for it. Because, you know, when I talk to Mother Nature, typically she listens to me. She ain't answered my calls.
Well, she doesn't exactly know what she's going to do yet.
Uh-huh.
So when she realizes her exact path with Hurricane Ian, we'll find out for sure if... And we'll talk about it because there's also something else cool that you found out arriving from Italy in a couple weeks. So we'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. But the hurricane, the latest is that it's a Category 3 hurricane. It's battering... Hurricane Ian is battering Cuba with 145 mile an hour winds, and then it's going to lose some power as it goes through the Gulf of Mexico and then eventually makes landfall in Florida, they think, around the Tampa area.
But the Gulf is pretty warm. Like, it's going to gain again, even though it breaks up a little bit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then when it makes landfall in Tampa, it could be trouble, you know, with a lot of wind and, you know... All the swells coming in, forget it. So, you know, we just have
to... Florida is under a state of emergency right now.
Your mom's trying to get out and she can't, huh?
Well, she's supposed to get out today. So she doesn't know... they're getting squall bands from it already. So she's just not sure if her flight's going to go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is crazy, man. I mean, this hurricane is coming and it's going to bring a much needed rain to the Carolinas, we have to say, but that will be at the end of the weekend and we'll keep an eye on that for you. The one thing I was going to share with you is yesterday was the day that I took Dean to get his staple out of his head after he cut his head in an incident that we really don't know how it happened. He bumped his head on the car when he went to get his soccer gear out. I was inside the house and the next thing you know, I hear like whimpering and I go out to the garage and he's got this bloody shirt on his head and he's like, Dad, I cut my head. So last week we took him to the ER and he got a staple put in, and when we went to get the staple taken out yesterday, the nurse was like, it's just one staple? That's all you got was one? And Dean goes, I didn't want any more than one.
Aww.
I wasn't asking for more. So she pulls the staple out and she goes, do you want to keep it? He's like, yeah, sure. And I go, no. We keep so much. You have teeth?
You keep teeth.
Well, the tooth fairy let him keep his front tooth.
Okay.
Because he wanted to keep his front tooth. I was like, he's got a scab that he keeps.
Ew. No, he does
yes,
not.
Yes, he does.
Is it like his belly button?
No. It's like a scab from like when he scabbed his knee years ago.
That's disgusting.
And he still has it. He was showing it to me.
Can you not throw that away behind his back? He'll never know
He likes his little collection. It's in like a little. It's in like a little jar. He's got a tooth in his jar.
I can get down with the teeth. That's
He
okay.
goes, Dad, I can put the staple in my jar. It's like, no, like, you're going to have enough pieces in your jar to make a Frankenstein one day. No, we're not doing that. But anyway, at least they were like, oh, you did so good. No pain. Anyway, so, all right, we got a ton to do today. Of course, we want to lessen your financial burden. Who wants to pay bills? Nobody does, right? Well, Kiss 95.1, we do want to pay your bills. So we're kissing your bills goodbye at 8 a.m. this morning with $1,000. And then you've got chances all day long to win $1,000. Congratulations to our big winner yesterday. I believe her name was Kaylee.
Yeah.
In Kannapolis. She won $1,000.
Kaylin. You know, I love her because people say all the time, like, oh, I'm not going to win. So they don't even play. But clearly you can't win if you don't play. She won.
Yeah, she won $1,000 out of Kannapolis. So congratulations to her. And thank you for listening to Kiss, Kaylin. And we have also, of course, whenever you hear a Harry Styles song, be caller number 9. And you're in the running to go to Chicago to go check out Harry. It's a flyaway. We'll hook up your airfare, your hotel, and tickets to the show for you and a guest. So whenever you hear a Harry Styles song between now and the end of the show, be caller number 9 and you can win your way in. It's the Mania and Loren Morning Show, all the hits, Kiss 95.1. So I was excited. I mentioned yesterday around this time that NASA was pulling a real-life Armageddon/Deep Impact.
Yes.
/Don't Look Up.
Mm-hmm.
Where we were going to smash into a meteorite to make sure that we could protect ourselves, to
right.
test the theory that if a meteorite was coming towards Earth, we could protect ourselves.
Where we could either break it up or change its trajectory, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I bet you I know who would really love to have that technology. The dinosaurs. They
yes.
died from a meteorite,
uh-huh.
right?
Right?
So they're
right.
probably thinking, geez, we wish we knew this. Anyway, NASA went after a meteorite that was 6.5 million miles away. And they tried to make impact with this asteroid that's larger than almost 3,000 feet. And so they say, I was telling everybody last night, make sure you go to the NASA website.
Yeah.
You can watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
I said it on yesterday. And so I was playing pickleball, and I didn't get to see the impact, but I got to see somebody sent us, Nicole might have sent a
right.
A
so
text.
They were just like partying afterwards.
So they're throwing
and congratulating each other.
But you don't see anything blow up.
I know, and so
or make impact.
It was so funny because I don't know if they actually originally showed it or not, but when I got on, they were all congratulating each other too, and like Bill Nye was there, and like so of course the whole live chat.
A giant personality in the name of planetary defense.
There
so,
he is.
Of course, the whole live chat is like fake news. They're not showing it. Bill Nye's there. This is a joke.
So
I was like, y'all are more skeptical than I am.
So all of a sudden, the camera just stops at impact. Now, it didn't. NASA won't be able to call the mission a complete success until they determine if the meteorite was actually knocked off course.
Right.
And what'd you say, producer Nicole?
They showed it. When I sent it to you, it was after impact. So, yeah, they were celebrating. But if you watch before that, they had a countdown.
Did you get to see the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see, like, the spacecraft.
Yes.
Whatever
uh-huh.
it was. I didn't see that. But they've, I guess, zoomed in on what they were trying to get impact on. And then they counted down. And as soon as it got to one, you saw the little
flash.
You saw it move.
But I thought they would have like another camera to show the impact, and I didn't see that. All I saw was the camera just went out.
Or how about this? Just a replay? I don't know.
Yeah.
They figured it out. Show a replay.
It wasn't clean. Can we have whoever directs the Super Bowl direct the next
right?
asteroid impact, please? That's all we're asking.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Mother Nature, you better listen to Loren and stay away from Charlotte with that hurricane of yours.
Ugh, you just keep it.
Stay down in Florida where her mom lives.
I know, but I was going to say, like, my mom is stuck in Florida, too. She was trying to fly to Pennsylvania
and really,
to get out of the way.
Really, it is a dangerous storm. We're not making light of it. Well, we are making light of it, but not anymore.
Right.
No more making light of it.
No more.
But it is screwing up your plans a little bit as your au pair, Kiara, from The Lion King 2 is coming from
Italy. Yes.
And she's due to arrive what time on Friday?
So she's supposed to get in at like 4:30. And I think we'll be like kind of in the thick of the first wave at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So we just don't know, like, what's going to happen. And I don't think she's going to be able to find out until she gets to her layover in Munich. So it's not even like she's coming and she'll get stuck in New York and I can help her. You know what I mean? Like, if she gets stuck in Munich, like, she's just kind of stuck there for a couple days until this the hurricane clears out and she can get through.
We know that American Airlines has a hub here, a headquarters. We have lots of people that work for the airport and work for airlines that follow us on social media. Can somebody DM us or tell us, like, what is American Airlines' plan? I told Loren, being the son of a former airline pilot, that storms are bad. Snowstorms, hurricanes are bad. So what they do is these airlines take all the planes away from that area. So like Miami, Tampa, Orlando, like all the planes are going to be gone from there for 24, 48 hours.
You're also like part-time meteorologist. So I went to you with this whole like snafu that I have.
Yeah. And I was like, the storm is just tracking like right
not
over
in my
Charlotte.
Favor.
And the further west it goes from the city, the more the right side of the hurricane is the worst side for wind and rain.
It's the dirty
side. Yeah,
of the storm,
the dirty side. That's right. So she might not make it, but someone else is coming, all shipped in a box and sent to you from Italy. Who else is coming?
So if you remember a couple months ago, I told you that Elena and her boyfriend wanted to come for like 2 weeks, and then they didn't end up coming, right?
Yep.
Well, now Elena is coming, and she's not coming for 2 weeks. She's coming for 3 months.
Yeah, she's basically moving here.
Yeah.
What 3 months?
So she'll get here on Cash's birthday, but late that night. And then she's staying until, like, as of now. Until like January 8th. Now she's like, I can always move my ticket if you guys get sick of me or I get sick of you or, you know, whatever.
Nicole, it's not fair. She's coming for the three major holidays, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
That's her Super Bowl. She loves that. And to be honest, like the whole thing, I'm starting a small business. So she's helping me get it off the ground too.
Right.
So I need her here longer than 2 weeks.
Real quick, tell Nicole and everyone else what your surprise plan is for Cash. Wait till you hear this.
So Elena came up with this, but she wants to get a box because she gets here on Cash's birthday and put herself in the box and me wrap the box and put it on the front step. And then somebody, you know, Cash, somebody's at the front door. And then Cash goes to the front door and he gets to
unwraps
open the box.
The box.
Right. And then Elena pops out.
That's amazing. You would love that.
I know. And Manny thought it was so extra and like over the top. And I'm like, number one, do you expect anything less? And number two, like Elena is Cash's person. Like they have a bond that they'll have the rest of their lives.
I just picture like something bad happening where Elena's like, for the love of God, open the box. Just open the box, Cash.
And Cash is all confused and he's like, I ain't touching that thing.
It's Elena. Yeah, sure. I'm not opening this box. Well, anyway.
Seen this scary movie.
We'll keep you guys updated on the storm, of course. And Loren, keep us updated on Kiara's travels.
I will.
Save travels for her.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
You tried to cheap out on an item, and then you realize after doing it, you'll never do it again. You know the big one coming in.
Toilet paper.
Right.
Of course.
I mean, more than one person has sent us toilet paper in all capitals with 5 exclamation points.
Yes.
Ziploc bags. Awesome, teacher Sarah said.
Okay.
Our friend Jason in Belmont said Charmin. And Q-tips. I'll pay whatever they charge for real life.
That is a thing. Like Q-tips, because you know, the ones that you get like in the hotel because they're like mass produced or whatever, they're so tight that like you get nothing out.
Yeah.
You have to like destroy your eardrum to even get anything.
I've tried to cheap out on ear pods and I bought like cheap earbuds. Mm-hmm. And I swear, like when I'm running, they fall out of my ear. And if I'm wearing them when I mow the yard, as soon as I turn the mower on, you can't hear anything. And they're all the way cranked up. It's the worst. So just get the earbuds. Christina in Indian Trail, good morning.
Good morning.
Christina.
Mayonnaise. It's got to be Duke's.
Oh, so no other brand you will settle for?
No, I've tried, and the whole jar gets thrown away.
I don't eat mayonnaise. Is it a consistency thing or like a taste?
It's a taste.
Okay.
I can't eat anything dry, so.
Yeah. I just bought a bunch of roast beef from the deli. Oh, it's so good. Oh, and then I took a bite the other day. I go, wait a minute, I got to put something on this. So I went and got spicy mustard. So good. Not mayo.
Ooh,
A little mayo. I don't mind a little mayo, but my wife hates it, which pretty much means I hate it. So.
Yeah, my fiance hates it, but I love it.
Thanks, Christina. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to the show, okay?
Thank you. Yeah,
got it.
So we got a text from our private eye friend.
Uh-huh.
He said, contraceptive. You can't cheap out on that.
No. Next thing you know, you'll be doing late night feedings.
Yeah.
So this is from this article that we found, people sharing things they refuse to cheap out on. You can still get in on the conversation at 704-570-9595. I'd love to hear from someone who bought something cheap and then it just backfired on them. Someone said dish soap. My God, I will never purchase great value dish soap again. Dawn for the win. Worth every penny.
Okay.
Someone said my bed. Please, everyone, treat yourself to a high quality mattress. Expensive is worth your weight in gold. Sleep itself is important, especially if you have to sleep.
Yeah.
Which we all do.
I mean, and everybody's taste for a mattress is different too, but like we just got a text that said aluminum foil. And my God, you cannot get by with that thin stuff that they try to pass over as aluminum foil.
It rips the minute you try and cover anything. Earbuds, hey, that's what I said. Somebody agrees with me. Technology, someone said, like screens, monitors, laptops, and phones. Some of the high-quality products are far worth the buck.
Did trash bags make it? That's what Heather texted in.
No, I didn't see that on the list, but that's a good one because they can rip the minute you go out. Someone said cheese. I eat Kraft cheese singles on my sandwiches until my wife tried to buy some crappy cheese. And I'll never eat that fake plastic crap again.
Yeah, do you know how bad Kraft cheese is for you? Like, you could try to burn it with a lighter, and it will not burn. Like, it will not.
Someone said economy. I flew once in first class, and I do everything I can to get back on first class again.
Must be nice.
Must be nice, right?
Do you want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Andrea, you sent us a message. You said that you have to check up on your boyfriend, Joe. What is happening?
I've been dating Joe for a little over 2 years. We've, you know, talked about the future together, and obviously we're very serious. But about a month ago, I got a knock on my front door, and it was a woman named Stacy that said she's been seeing Joe and that she's pregnant. So
with Joe's child?
Yeah.
Andrea, do you guys live together? Do you and Joe live together?
We do.
Okay, so she wasn't looking for Joe to tell him that she was pregnant. She was looking for you specifically?
She was looking for me, yeah. Joe was at work. I work from home. So she somehow knew that I would be there and he wouldn't. And I didn't believe her. And I sat on the porch with her for a little while and just sort of talked and asked questions and tried to dig a little deeper, and she knew answers to not super private questions, but like she knows where Joe works and she knows his mom's name. And
Andrea, like this sounds pretty open and shut. Like, it sounds to me like Joe got some girl pregnant and you have your proof. Did you say anything to him?
I did, and I know him. I mean, he's you know, my partner, but he's also my best friend, and it just doesn't sound like something he would do. So I did talk to him about it. We have a, you know, great communication. We talked about it, and he swears up and down that this is, sounds so stupid, but he swears up and down that it's some crazy ex he has not slept with. It's absolutely not his child.
I just want you to prepare yourself, Andrea, because I don't think this is going to go the way you want it to go.
Yeah, maybe, but at least I would have a solid answer at that point, and I wouldn't have to worry.
Okay. All right, Loren thinks you have a solid answer when the woman showed up at your house,
now.
But are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you're mentally ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know if this is his baby.
Okay.
I need to know.
We're dialing him up. Here we go. Don't say anything until we find out who he wants to send it to. And if it's to Stacy, we'll wait till we hear what he puts on the note, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Joe.
Who is this?
Congratulations. My name's Lindsay. I'm calling for flowers for you. And one of your friends tagged you in our Instagram tag contest. So I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Okay. Anyone?
Yep, I can send them anywhere in the country. They are very romantic roses, could be used for a celebration, whatever you would like.
Huh. Okay, I got someone.
Okay, I just need their name, Joe.
First name is Stacy.
Okay. We're going to send these to Stacy. And I'll get Stacy's address from you here in a moment. Joe, these flowers have a QR code inside. Stacy will be able to scan and then hear a message from you.
Okay.
So I can record your message to Stacy if you're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Stace, it's Joe. Just wanted to send these to you. I know it's not enough, you know, with everything, given the circumstances, but I just wanted you to have something from me and, you know, that could bring you, you know, some comfort, some support, given, you know, where I'm at and what I have to do, you know, with my life.
Joe?
What's up? Hello?
What are you doing?
Joe, your girlfriend Andrea's on the phone.
What circumstances are you talking about, Joe?
My name's not Lindsay. Joe, you're on the Manny and Loren Morning Show on War of the Roses. We catch cheaters. I know you know Stacy has already gone to Andrea to tell her that she's pregnant with your child. What do you have to say for yourself?
You told me that it wasn't yours. You told me I trusted you.
Speak, Joe.
Everyone knows that it's not mine. You know it's not mine.
Not everyone knows. She doesn't know. I don't know anymore. You wanted to be nice, so you sent her romantic flowers. Given the circumstances and what you need to do with your life? What?
Babe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
She's been showing up a lot. It's been a lot for me to handle.
So let me ask you this, Joe. Are you romantically involved with Stacy?
What do you mean by romantic? Why do you have to ask that?
It's like a yes or no question. Yes or no, Joe? Yes or no? Joe, I need a yes or no answer. That's it. One word. Do you want to be with her?
Yes. And I'm sorry.
Don't waste your breath. Don't give me your sorry. If you were sorry, you would have fixed this a long time ago. It's over. I'll have your stuff out on the porch. I knew it. I should have trusted my gut.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I knew it.
Every time you hear a Harry Styles song on the Manny and Loren Morning Show, all week long, be caller number 9, and you'll be in the running to do what, Loren?
Go to Chicago to see Harry Styles in concert. We want to send you and a friend.
All right, we're looking for caller number 9 right now. Who is this?
This is Kim.
Kim?
Yes.
Kim, congratulations. Yes. You are in the running to go see Harry Styles in Chicago.
Yay!
So right now, you are now qualified to be in the grand prize drawing. And you and a friend could be going to Chicago. We would cover your tickets to the show, your flights, and your stay in a hotel.
That would be amazing.
Who would you take with you to Chi to go see Harry Styles?
I'd want to take my husband, but he probably wouldn't want to see Harry Styles, so it'd be my son.
It's interesting you say that. Your husband probably would not want to go see Harry Styles if you asked him. But I guarantee you, if he went to the show, it's going to be awesome. All my friends up in New York that are huge football fans and they, you know, they're the man's man. They're like, dude, Harry's like, one dad went with his kids. And they're like, it was like a David Bowie vibe. It's so awesome.
Yeah.
So
I have to work on him. He's that typical hunter fisherman dude. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I love it. Well, hang tight. We're going to announce the winner later on this week and we'll let you know if it's you. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Congrats for being caller number 9. You done with her, producer Nicole? She got everything? Okay.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks,
there
Kim.
You go. Yeah, thanks, Kim.
Coming up next on the Manny and Loren Show.
I know one thing is for sure. More Harry Styles is definitely on the way.
For sure.
Before we get off the air.
We've got another shot for you to qualify.
The Manny and Loren Show on demand.
So what chore are you banned from doing? Either your partner has banned you, a parent banned you at one time, but no matter what it is a household chore that you're not allowed to do anymore. 704-570-9595.
So you're now banned from a household chore?
I am.
How did that go down?
Because I've been given multiple opportunities and I can't do it right.
Yeah, me neither.
What's yours before I tell you mine?
Mine is taking out the trash.
That's just because you don't want to do it. It's not that you do it wrong.
Exactly. If I do it wrong all of the time, at some point Dallas would be like, forget it, I'll just do it. And then I only have to like think about it maybe if he's out of town.
Do you at least, when Dallas takes the plastic bag out of the house to bring to the garbage outside, do you at least put the plastic bag in for him?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, replace it?
You do?
Yes, because I typically need the garbage can first.
Okay. See, I'm responsible for taking the garbage out and putting the plastic bag in. And if my wife goes to the garbage can and there's not one in there, she'll just put the garbage on the counter and wait for me to throw it in. You might want to work on that. I think you're doing too much,
okay. Quite
honestly. I have been banned from cooking. I cannot follow recipes, I've been told. Now, we use prep services. The food prep place.
Yeah.
And they give you a card.
How do you screw that up? I mean, they measure everything out for you. Everything comes pre-measured, Manny. Like, all you have to do is chop it and then put it either in the bowl or in the skillet.
Why are you yelling at me? I have PTSD.
Sorry.
Now I got to relive Sunday.
Am I being
Sunday?
Your wife, your work
yes.
wife, and your real wife?
Yeah, like, you know what I just did? I zoned out like I did on Sunday when she was saying the same exact thing as you. I was just like, why are you yelling at me?
Sorry.
So then I have a problem following along with the cards because there's a lot of information that comes out at once on the cards. It's like step one, cut tomatoes, and then it's like 5 other things. While you're cutting the tomatoes, also get in a small bowl, half a cup of milk, and then put all the contents of the hot sauce into the milk. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And then it's like step two. And I'm like,
so what do you do?
Step one is 25 things. What do? I sweat. I take my shirt off.
No, you use that thing as a mere suggestion. And if I know you, you just start concocting your own recipe from it. Right?
That's probably more like that. Go, you don't need 3/4 cup. That's way too much.
Yeah.
I'll just do a half or, you know, a quarter. And then Amanda's like, are you following the instructions? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And then she goes back and looks. She's like, no, you're not.
Meanwhile, you have like 4 things left over that was supposed to be in the recipe. And I'm not kidding you. Like, the meal prep services measure it out for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you need vinegar, they send you like a teeny tiny little bottle of it. And you're just supposed to dump it in. You probably leave that out totally. It's like when you put together an IKEA furniture and then you have like 17 screws left afterwards. And you're like,
They sent me extra.
It's standing.
And they sent us extra. It was perfect. So then the other night, I went to make tacos, and I didn't put enough seasoning in. I used a half a packet of seasoning because I picture the kids at some point telling Amanda that they don't like the seasoned meat, but that I guess that wasn't true. So I got you put the whole thing of seasoning in it. I go, okay. She's like, well, I'm not eating it. You know, it just doesn't taste good. I go, well, put the seasoning in now.
Yeah.
No.
Essentially, you could throw it back in.
Of course
in and
you
do
could.
That.
She's like, no, under protest. I'll just eat cereal.
You're going so fast that in the middle of a meal, Amanda Lane got a bowl of
Chocula. And then guess what?
What? The kids want to count Chocula too. The only one that was eating the meat was me and the damn dog.
It's the Manny and Loren Show.
So Nicki Minaj yesterday took to Insta to talk about a conspiracy that she believes YouTube has against her.
So Nicki thinks that she has been flagged for her video on YouTube and that YouTube took it down because why?
Because they are in, quote, bed with rival artist camps.
Oh.
She said in an Instagram post, imagine this. They restricted my beep video, but have things a million times beep worse on their bogus beep platform. Beep is where there's a bad word.
Sure. I got that.
Minaj wrote in an Instagram caption, okay, this is what they do to keep you from winning while doing ads for other people and posting fake beep stats. Because the same people who run YouTube are in bed with a certain record label and management company, not mine.
But how does she know that?
It's a conspiracy theory.
I know, but like, you know, I don't know.
She has been told this information.
That's what I wanted to know.
What?
You said she's been told this information.
That's what I'm guessing. No, I'm not reading it. I'm just guessing. She's been told this information by someone. Like, Nicki, the reason why it was flagged isn't because Little Miss Remix, the video that was flagged, it wasn't flagged because it's not suitable for viewers under the age of 18 because there's partying, drinking, dancing, all like underage and male extras and very provocative poses and suggestive things. That's not why the video has been flagged.
Okay.
According to her camp, YouTube disagrees. YouTube says it was flagged for that reason. They actually came out and they said it. She said this was done to stop us getting a lot of views in the first 24 hours.
I mean, here's the thing. If she is the bigger of the two artists to whoever she's comparing herself to, yes, of course YouTube's going to see yours before the other person's.
I love when we interview an artist and I'm like, hey, do you keep an eye on where your song is on the charts? Do you keep an eye on how many times it's been hit on TikTok or been downloaded, you know, on iTunes, YouTube views? And I love an artist that goes, I'm not going to lie, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nicki. Nicki's yeah. all in on this. But I also like an artist that goes, I don't know, the record company just tells me.
You know, I never really truly believe those people. Like, they try not to care or not to look, but you know, late at night when they're laying in bed
yeah.
and their phone's right next to them, they're like, maybe I do want to check.
Yeah.
I won't tell anyone, though.
You think Tom Cruise checked on Memorial Day weekend to see how Maverick opened after waiting 3 years for it to come out? Yes, he did.
I would think, like, when there's something with that much pressure, maybe you don't look initially because you don't want to jinx it
yeah.
either way, but you're going to look at some point.
So we asked people to tell us about their conspiracy theories. We got a couple good ones. Here's one from 336. My friend's biggest conspiracy theory is that Stevie Wonder isn't blind. We argue about this all the time. He says there's no way that man is blind. There's instances where he walks out onto the stage and walks right to the microphone.
I have heard people say that before. I've heard that.
The man, I'm pretty sure, is blind, you guys.
Yeah.
He just, like, can count. If they tell him the microphone's 12 steps away.
Right. If you take away one sense, typically your other senses get heightened. So yeah. he probably has a great memory. I was laughing because last night I was on the live stream of the NASA asteroid thing.
Yes, where the spaceship hit an asteroid.
Yes, but people in that live chat were like, fake news, they're not showing it. Like, they thought that was a conspiracy.
Why didn't NASA have another camera set up a couple hundred million miles away where we could see the implosion?
Right.
Totally agree. Instead, now we have this computer rendering on what happened.
Right. And just the camera as it goes out because it made impact.
Yeah. They had the camera on the ship that crashed into the asteroid. So the minute that happened, the camera went dead. Conspiracy theory. Mattress firm is used for money laundering. Remember we talked about this?
Oh, we did talk about this. This is a big conspiracy from like all over the country.
There's multiple locations within 2 miles of each other everywhere. And the headquarters is like Fort Knox. You can't get near the Mattress Firm headquarters.
And nobody's ever in there. Ever.
In a mattress firm?
Yes.
I bought a mattress firm.
I know, but you go in and you're like the only person in the store.
That's true.
Oh, ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
No, you can't beat that.
See
you're
that.
Right on top
I can't
of
see
it.
That.
Will you please go get LASIK from Dr. Moziani and Dr. Nunnery? Please. Chastity, Lily, Bree, and Hickory, hi.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the Manny and Loren Morning Show.
Let me change the font
Thank
size
you. Can you
to
make
27.
It a little bigger? Jeez.
Holy cow, it's already huge.
All right, guys, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today. Have you ever played before?
No.
All right, first timers, but you got some help there.
Working as a crew, working as a crew. Throw her out of the studio, you guys, so we can try and throw you some free cheer wine for a year.
Get out, Lorraine.
I'm going.
Get out.
All right, Chastity, Lily, Bree, and Hickory. Five pop culture questions. She's at her all-time high, as you know, if you listen to Can't Beat Loren. She's got 147 wins. Kim Kardashian put all the rumors to rest and confirmed that she is single. She said she's going to be sitting out of the dating game for a while. Say, who was her last boyfriend?
Oh, my goodness. What is his name? We know this. Kim Kardashian's last boyfriend. What was his name? Oh, my gosh. I know this name.
All right, I'm going to give you the first name because one's supposed to be the gimme. It's Pete.
Okay. Pete Davidson.
Question two, Mila Kunis got candid while talking about their health battles. Her husband has an autoimmune disorder, which actually left him blind and deaf pre-pandemic. It's pretty crazy. Who is Mila Kunis married to?
Mila Kunis. Oh, my goodness. What is his name? Ashton Kutcher.
Season three of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City premieres tomorrow. What network is known for having that franchise?
Bravo.
Question four, this show who had Alex Trebek as their longtime host is interested in a Masters League spinoff. What show is that?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
This show that had Alex Trebek as a longtime host is interested in a Masters League spinoff. What show is that?
Late Night Show.
Okay, question five. Scarlett Johansson admitted that Colin Jost's mom doesn't like their son's name. Colin Jost is a comedian on what sketch comedy show? Colin Jost.
Oh, my goodness.
Three.
Saturday Night Live.
Okay, come on in, Loren. All right. I think I even heard Dad getting into the mix at one point.
How'd the crew do? Dad's there, too?
I think so.
Oh,
I heard a man's voice. Maybe, you know what? I'm out of line for saying it's a father figure. Who was that male voice, Chastity?
No, we were actually getting a hoodie from their father's house. And
okay.
He just, like, happened to come up to the door, yeah.
Okay. He came up to the door to play.
Did he help?
All right, here we go. Oh, by the way, they got four correct.
Okay.
Question number one.
Okay.
Yep. Kim Kardashian put all the rumors to rest and confirmed that she's single. She said she's going to be sitting out the dating game for a while. Say, who was her last boyfriend?
Pete Davidson.
1-1. Mila Kunis got candid while talking about their battle with her husband's autoimmune disorder. He was left blind and deaf pre-pandemic. Who is her husband?
Ashton Kutcher.
It is 2-2. Season 3 of Real Housewives of Salt Lake premieres tomorrow. What network is known for having that Real Housewives franchise?
Bravo.
3-3. And question 4, this show who had Alex Trebek as their longtime host is interested in a Masters League spinoff. What show is that?
The original show?
Yes.
Jeopardy.
That's the answer we were looking for.
Oh, dang.
Unfortunately. Yeah, Chastity said something about a late night show, and it was just incorrect. I did hear the male voice say Jeopardy, but he wasn't on the phone, so she didn't accept his answer. Scarlett Johansson admitted that Colin Jost's mom doesn't like their son's name. Colin Jost is a comedian on what sketch comedy show?
SNL.
You sure?
Saturday Night Live, yes.
Final score, Loren 5, Chastity, Lily, and Bree 4, 148 straight wins.
Thank you.
All right, guys, you know what we want to hear before we let you go.
This is Chastity, Lily, and Bree, and from Hickory, and we can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, guys. Have a great day in school.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
so much going on. We still have your shot at $1,000 as we want to kiss your bills goodbye so that you can use your own money on fun things in life.
And we have another shot at you getting in to the running to go see Harry Styles in Chicago. You could qualify again this morning.
Yep, a little Harry Styles flyaway all week long with the Maney and Lorraine Morning Show. We are just hooking you up, people, because we love you so much. Thanks for listening to the show. Now, of course, we love you, but that doesn't come out with a lack of work from you guys. We need you to work for us as well. So here's what we want to know. Based on the War of the Roses that we played earlier this morning and yesterday at 7:50, if you listened, then you know that Andrea said that her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend showed up at their house. Joe and Andrea have lived together for 2 years, mm-hmm. knocked on the door, and said what?
I'm pregnant with his baby.
Joe ultimately denied that the baby was his, but in a really strange plot twist, told Andrea, the girlfriend who wanted to do War of the Roses, that he's leaving her to go be with his ex, Stacy.
Even though it's not his baby.
And he's going to raise that baby. So many people texted us and said he's lying, that it is his baby. That's the only reason why he's going back. But it got us thinking, what did someone knock on your door and tell you? Like, does this happen this often? I was telling Loren, I think it happens more often than she thinks. I was telling you that off the air yesterday.
So you think, I just want to wrap my brain around this properly. You think that there is a whole mess of people who are knocking on mm-hmm. someone's front door just to deliver information.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly that.
I think it happened to someone in this room.
Did somebody knock on my door?
Yes.
When?
And profess the love for you.
Oh, God. Yes, you're right. Oh, my gosh.
I was going to say that yesterday off the air, but I said I'm going to drop that bomb tomorrow at 7:50 because you forgot.
I can't believe I didn't think about that. So I went to school with somebody who years later knocked on my door. And now I'm living in North Carolina, married. My husband is upstairs working, and he's sitting outside professing his love to me.
Told you.
And I'm like, dude, what's your end game here? I literally said this to him. I was like, what did you think was going to happen? Did you think I was going to go in and pack a bag and like we were going to ride off into the sunset together? I'm married. My husband is literally upstairs.
That happens in the movies where you run away. Gal, I'll be right back.
I was blown away.
How long was in between, how much time had been since you saw him last?
I don't know. I'm working on my 20-year high school reunion this December.
Yeah.
So this was at least 15 years later.
Who showed up at your door and who dropped it? It's called the door bomb, 704-570-9595. Here's a little bit of what Joe said in his audio card to his ex, Stacy. And you guys decide whether you think it's his baby or not that she's carrying based on what he said.
Hey, Stace, it's Joe. Just wanted to send these to you. I know it's not enough, you know, with everything, given the circumstances, but I just wanted you to have something from me and, you know, that could bring you, you know, some comfort, some support, given, you know, where I'm at and what I have to do, you know, with my life.
Joe?
What's up?
What are you doing?
Joe, your girlfriend Andrea is on the phone.
Yeah.
See what happened was.
And then at the end, she says this. Listen to this.
Joe, I need a yes or no answer. That's it. One word. Do you want to be with her?
Yes.
Mm. He wants to be with her, but it's not his baby. He swears it's not his baby. Text messages coming in saying, yes, this happens all the time. I had a girl tell me she was pregnant after not seeing her for 4 months, then saw her out 2 months later, and she wasn't pregnant.
Well, that gets touchy because you never know what happened.
Someone said, had the other woman find out our wedding registry and called my parents' house phone.
Oh, I know. I asked her to call us because I had questions about that one.
Yeah. Who else besides my parents has a house phone? That's what I really want to know. Hi, Erica in Denver. Good morning.
Hi.
Erica, who knocked on your door?
Some random middle school friend of mine that I hadn't seen since eighth grade showed up at my parents' house when I was 20 and proposed. I thought it was a joke. I didn't even
know. I thought it was a joke. That's even worse for the poor guy who just showed up.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? And he was like, but the best part, he's like, I'm shipping out to Afghanistan in 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, so that's what this is happening right now. Oh, yeah. I was like, we need to talk. Let's who are you?
You didn't even know, is it like, did you know exactly who he was? Or were you like,
no, I had no idea. I mean, looked nothing like the person I grew up with. It literally took me like a good few minutes to really like, really? You're who? Really? Are you sure?
Man.
And you have no idea, Loren and Erica, what went on behind the scenes. Like,
no.
They didn't just show up at your house on a whim. Like, that was well thought of. Mm-hmm. That was well planned out. He definitely gave himself a pep talk in the car, like, you could do this.
Yep.
Fixes his hair right.
Oh, and he definitely did. Well, I know he even talked to his mother about it. Because then, yeah, like, I could came back to my house later that night. And...
Like,
do you
want
to come over to my mom's house?
Erica laughing. Holy cow.
Stranger. And then he showed up. I was on vacation a few weeks later in the Outer Banks, and he was at Camp Lejeune and showed up. And, oh, man, it's just...
Does he have, like, a low jack on your car? Like, how does he keep finding you?
Oh, you know, and that's before... So that would have been before Facebook was even a thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's creepy.
Holy cow. Thanks, Erica. You're great. Thanks for calling in. This is Aline, right?
I love her laugh.
Hey.
Hey, okay, so this is the one who texted in.
Oh, about the wedding registry.
Yes, real quick, because we got to give away $1,000 ASAP. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So I was at home at my parents' house, and I got a phone call, and it was my husband's bling, I guess, and she called in and said, hey, I have something to tell you, and I found your number off of your wedding registry. And so we met at Starbucks, and she kind of spilled the beans.
Wow. How long have they been seeing each other?
For a couple of months. I think they started right after I gave birth to my daughter.
Oh, I am so sorry.
You should see the amount of text messages and calls that are on hold from people that, I told you, people just randomly show up at houses and drop a bomb. The door bomb.
Totally a thing. Totally a thing.
Thanks, Aline. Thanks for listening and texting us. Someone said, I love showing up at people's parents' houses if they owe me money. It works incredibly well.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Charlotte's Secrets.
Yes, it's that time of week where we open the phones and our text lines and you tell us your deep, dark secrets. Every week we have a different theme. Our theme this week is...
What do you do in your secret spare time? Like, I would imagine some people go and get their nails done, but maybe it's even deeper than that.
Remember, we're on the radio, so you got to keep it safe. 704-570-9595. What do you do in your own personal time? If I were you, I wouldn't answer this question. Lorraine came up with it weeks ago in the office when we were having our meeting, and I was like, there's no way anybody's going to answer this question.
Well, like, I just think, like, some people might say that they have something to do. Like, for me, sometimes I'll sit here and edit videos in the studio, but I'll also be watching, like, binging on Netflix or something.
Okay, so not every answer has to be naughty is what
right,
you're saying. Okay,
right, right.
Sorry. Let me clear my brain.
That's what I mean. Like, you might say you're working an extra hour and go get your nails done somewhere. That's your secret spare time. Right?
I watch train videos sometimes.
Okay.
Not only do I watch airplane pushbacks, but like I got sucked into a train video. There was a train going up a huge hill in like some, like Indonesia or something. And there was like 10,000 people hanging on
it. Nobody cares about your super secret time.
Ah, here come the text messages on Charlotte's Secrets. I got to say, I'm surprised and proud of our Manny and Loren fam. I overindulge on oatmeal cream pies.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do, like, M&M's and... See, I'm boring.
Okay. But, like, people... There's a ton of people who have secret time where they say they're doing one thing, but they're really doing another.
I kind of do what Kristen does sometimes, too, because my wife doesn't like it, so it's... I have to do it alone.
Like, here's a good one.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted in, practice witchcraft, but I'm I'm part of the Southern Baptist family.
Oh, so you can't. Like, witchcraft is against the Southern Baptist thing is a totally no-no. Wow. Kristen and Charlotte. I kind of do this sometimes because my wife won't let me.
What do you do, Kristen?
I grab sushi because I have four kids. And so in my free time, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to grab myself sushi. So I just drive up and pick it up and eat it. And some people never know.
And you
so.
Sneak away, maybe eat it in your car.
Remember, yeah. I told you I eat Wendy's in the parking lot because I don't want to bring it home and I don't want to throw the bag away at home. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. I like it. Ryan and Charlotte. Hey.
Hey, yeah, I kind of like that one. I'll use our fast food rewards points like Chick-fil-A, McDonald's. If I have to go run an errand, I'll stop at one of those places and eat so I don't have to worry about getting stuff for the family or anything on the way home.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. All right, let's do a song. We'll get some more of these. 704-570-9595, Charlotte's Secrets. What is your secret? What do you do on your own personal time that is a secret? Producer Nicole says we have a guy on hold who does something that is kind of shocking.
Okay.
But it's clean for the radio. So
right.
We'll talk to them coming up after Olivia.
It's time for Charlotte's Secrets.
Love this segment. People are loving Charlotte's Secrets. Today's theme, what do you... I'll do it because you're eating.
Thank you. I was just finishing some trail mix.
Yeah, finish your trail mix. I got this.
Thank you.
You just get ready to take the calls.
Okay.
What is your super secret alone time confession? What do you do when you're alone? 704-570-9595. Someone said listen to 90s boy bands.
Okay. We can deal with that.
All right, Stacy, welcome to Charlotte Secrets.
Hello.
Stacy, kick us off for Charlotte Secrets and tell us what you do in your secret alone time.
And please remember that we're on the radio.
Okay, yeah. Everyone's going to know except for my husband, but I get off at 5 o'clock every day and he thinks I get off at 6. So I take about an hour every day to myself and just, you know, go around the corner, go get a glass of wine, like, before I go home. And, yeah, he thinks that I work 40 hours a week and it's really only about 35.
A girl after my own heart. How long have you been keeping that secret?
About 5 years, I think, I've been at the company. So, yeah.
That's about a five-year secret?
Yeah.
Holy cow. So if you don't go get wine, do you go somewhere else?
I mean, I'm a wine girl, so I just, you know, I decompress before I go home, you know.
So every day for 5 years, you go to the same restaurant where everybody at that restaurant knows your secret. There's no doubt about that. Coworkers probably know your secret. The only one that doesn't is your husband.
Yeah, he does not know. But yeah, they know me by name. They know exactly what I order.
Of course.
He's usually ready for me.
5 years, Loren. Of course they would know who she is.
That's awesome. Thank you for your Charlotte Secret.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Charlotte Secrets.
All right, we continue with Charlotte Secrets. This is Initial R. Hi, Initial R.
How you doing?
We're good. So what is your alone time secret? What do you do when you're alone that no one else knows about?
So I have had, since I was a kid, an obsession with dolls. So when I'm alone... my wife doesn't know I have this bin in the garage that, you know, I have labeled with some tools and stuff that has a bunch of dolls inside of it.
Okay, so just a couple questions. Number one, what do you do with the dolls? And number two, how many would you say you have?
You can do tea parties and stuff like that. And so I have, like, Cabbage Patch kids' dolls. I even have, like, that old My Buddy doll, like, these little porcelain ones.
Do you have My Little Ponies or what are those little dolls called, Loren? Those are my daughter's favorites. Polly Pockets.
I do have, like, I guess we call them, like, the bronies. So I have a few of the My Little Ponies. And
do you have Polly Pockets?
I got a huge collection.
You have Polly Pockets?
Okay, I had two.
Okay. Initial R, what do you do with them when you get them out of the box?
He He just said he has tea parties and, like, plays with him.
Tea parties.
Yeah, but how long does that last? Like, let's say you got 2 hours. Like, what else? Are you dressing them up? Are you combing their hair? Are you singing to them, rocking them?
Play, you know, like, it's like a little tea party thing and have conversations.
And your wife has no idea, like, when you guys were dating or in the courting phase?
No. That would have weirded her out.
Okay.
Did you ever get busted or have a close call?
So one time there was a close call. So my boys were off to a game and my wife had taken them. So I was staying home and I was like, all right, I got about 3 hours, you know, with playing. And then all of a sudden I hear beep up and my boys yelling. I was like, oh, and I just stuffed everything into a bin, put it in our closet. And I was like praying to God, like, please don't go in there.
Your wife would be like, oh, you're fixing the closet finally with your tool bin in here. Yeah. That's nice. I just need a hammer. And what the hell?
Yeah, no, exactly. Right. No. She didn't even look, and then I was able to get back into the garage, and everything was good. But I was like, whoo, man.
Wow, that is a left field Charlotte secret this morning from Initial R. We appreciate you chiming in, though. Hey, that sounded like Harry Styles to me, Loren.
Oh, you know what that means. We are looking to qualify somebody for the grand prize to fly away to Chicago and go see Harry Styles in concert. Two tickets to the show, flights, and a hotel.
Whenever you hear a Harry Styles song on the Maney and Loren Morning Show every weekday morning, be caller number 9 and you can win your way in. Good morning. Caller number 9, who is this, please?
This is Morgan.
Morgan, where are you calling us from?
Monroe.
Morgan and Monroe, are you going to do the Harry Styles dance with hopes that we call your name out as the grand prize winner?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Congratulations, you are now in the running. You are one of a select few who are caller number 9, and you get in the running for this cool flyaway.
Yeah, one step closer to going to Chicago.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Who would you take with you? Who would your plus one be?
Probably my little sister.
Yeah, Maney, I think that's a really good answer. That's what I heard, right?
Yeah.
But you guys have fun. We'll call out a winner's name. I think Monday we're calling out the winner because Friday will be our last day of getting everybody together. And then Monday we'll call out the winner, okay?
So make sure you're listening.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, cheers, Morgan. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
It's the Maney and Loren Show. On Kiss 95.1.
I want to hear about the time where you either pulled up next to somebody and you thought it was their car and it's not, or you tapped someone on the shoulder and you thought it was somebody you knew. Did the hug from behind. 704-570-9595. We're all guilty of pulling up on somebody and we thought it was one person and it turned out to be a complete stranger. That happened to me yesterday.
It's funny that you know, brought up, like, just rolling up on someone.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like when I go to pick Jackson up a lot, I must look like another mom because the same little boy, like, rolls up on me every single day.
Funny.
And, like, hugs my leg. And I'm like, I mean, thank you, but I'm not your mom.
I got this thing on my leg.
Well, so what happened to you yesterday?
So I went to go home, and because it was a school day off yesterday, Dean was with the nanny, but Dean wanted to come home and hang with me, so she was going to drop him off. But what I did was I met her at Ruby's school.
Okay.
Because Ruby gets out at 12. So she had Dean in the car and she was getting Ruby. So she's got a dark Jeep Cherokee and she's always, like, third, if not first, in the pickup line. So she's like, don't worry, I'll drop Dean off. So I wanted to surprise her by rolling up next to her and being like, hey, Dean, get in the car. I'll take you home. So I see the Jeep. It's number 3 in the line. And then I see a South Carolina license plate, and I'm like, huh, I didn't know she had South Carolina license plates. That's weird. But I'm like, okay, maybe, you know.
Yeah.
They're doing something, taxes, who knows what. So I pull up, and I'm like, Here, hold on. Just a warning. This is me doing the horn honks. You guys, is not somebody.
Yeah,
this is not somebody honking at you. This is me. I'm that obnoxious. And she turned, and it was not my nanny. Oh. It wasn't Mary. It was some other woman.
Were you like, hey, just making sure you're
feet red.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm usually quick on my feet, you know? But what are you going to say at that point? I was like,
oh
my God.
Did you roll down the window?
Yeah. I had the roof off. I had the windows down. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I thought you were my nanny. She's like, oh, it's no problem. She's like, I thought I was parked in the wrong spot.
Yeah, you probably scared her.
I go, well, you're number 3 in line. Can I cut in? So then I call my nanny. She's like, hello. I go, where are you? She's like, I'm still home. I'm like, home? You're like number one, two, or three in this line.
Yeah.
Not only was she not even there, she wasn't even close.
Well, hey, you should have probably checked out to make sure.
I should have known.
Before you beep, 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 beeped up on someone.
Yeah. And nope, not her.
The worst would have been like if you yelled some like obscenity to that person, like as a joke, like, hey, lady, move it or something like that. And then that person turns around because then they think that you are really yelling at them. And you, the only reason that you're backing down is because you got caught.
Kinsey and Rock Hill said a couple years ago, I thought I saw my friend from behind a Walmart. So I ran and jumped on their back like a piggyback ride. And it definitely was not him. Mm. Needless to say, I was mortified and almost broke the poor guy's back.
Oh, no.
Jumping on somebody's back when you think it's your friend is so strange.
That's so aggressive.
Can you imagine how the stranger felt?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
You're so lucky.
Manny, this happens a lot, just like you, that one kid when you were standing in the waiting line to get that ride. Yep, that's me. Someone said, I thought I was falling behind my mom's car because she left right before me. She starts going down the road, and I know the road's closed for construction and turns into an empty lot with a bunch of semi-trucks, and she started pulling in there. So I rolled down the window and I said, Mom, did you forget that it was closed? It was definitely not her. It was some older lady who was terrified that I was following her. So she pulled into the empty lot to confront me.
To confront you.
What are you following me for? 704-570-9595. When did you accidentally roll up on somebody and you thought it was the person you knew, but it turned out to be a complete stranger? Got another text message that said, I thought this was a friend of mine when I rolled up on them at the store. I put my hand in his back pocket. Turned out to be a stranger.
Oh, that is real awkward. They probably thought you were pickpocketing them.
Yeah. Sarah in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, you almost got into the wrong car.
Oh, my God. No. I am friends with, he's still my best friend. And we have our kids in the same school. When I would be in the front of the line, like beforehand, he would come and sit in my car. We would just talk. And I would do the same if he was in the front.
Right.
So I was in the back one time. I see his car, so I just leave my car, obviously, in the line, but I walk up to his. I just open the door and get in. And his inside is his ex-girlfriend, who doesn't like me.
Ah.
I'm looking at her like,
hi.
And I obviously get back out, but I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. I just shut the door, so I said, how you doing? And then she just looked at me like, just get out.
Oh my gosh.
I'm calling him. I'm like, yo, you could have told me you didn't come to get your kid today. And he's like, my bad. She needed my car.
Oh my God, Sarah. That's hilarious. Jumping in the car and it's his ex-girlfriend.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show.
So there are some things, if you've ever had a child or maybe you're pregnant right now, there are some things that your significant other could say to you in the delivery room that you just want to haul off and throw a pillow at them.
Like, can I go watch the game?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I have to stay here for this whole thing?
Oh my gosh, you're like nailing them. I found a list of them, of a nurse who is revealing the most inappropriate things that she's heard parents say in the delivery room to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is this going to take? And can I go watch some of the game is on the list. Wake me up when the baby gets here. I'm tired.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, are you tired? Must be nice. Are you pushing a baby out? No. So shut up.
And stay awake.
Right. There are also instances where people say to the woman having the baby, I think you should just get a C-section. This is taking too long. Or can you throw a honeymoon stitch in there?
What's?
If you know, you know.
Okay.
If you know, you know.
Okay. You knew that before you read it?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard that.
How about, are you sure you want the epidural? My mom didn't have one.
Oh, yeah. You love hearing that, huh?
Yeah.
What's something that your man, baby daddy, said in the delivery room that you wanted to punch him? 704-570-9595. And maybe even did lay him out. I think the nurses allow that. I think the only time that physical violence
purge,
is allowed.
But only in the delivery room.
In the delivery room, all the rules are off the table.
One man asked if the doctors do DNA tests.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. This is a nurse revealing the most inappropriate things that parents have said to each other in the delivery room. Another.
At least these dads are there, though. Like, my dad wasn't around for my brothers because he was a pilot.
Both were born without my dad being there. My dad always brags about how he knows that I was born from my mom because he was there to see me come out. You know, he can't say that for the other two. He doesn't know where they came from. Okay. He wasn't there.
Then
my cousin's husband was at a strip club, legit 100%, when her water broke and had a race to the hospital. But the story goes,
if I had my baby, my husband was in a strip club. Forget it. I quit. I quit this marriage.
Well, listen, they just moved into a neighborhood, and the neighbor had a hot rod car, and so they went riding, and the neighbor was like, my cousin's husband, they just moved in, and he doesn't want to say no to the guy.
Likely story.
He's like, hey, let's go check out, you know, Pretty Dolls or whatever the place is called. And he's like, okay. Sure enough, the water broke. The baby's name is Sparkles.
Shut your mouth. You're lying.
Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.